This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. TikTok's days in the U.S. may be down to just two. The Supreme Court has upheld the law that will ban the app Sunday unless its Chinese owner sells it. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal wants TikTok to survive.
I support an extension of time, which can be done by the president based on efforts to sell TikTok. TikTok should not be banned. It should be sold.
TikTok CEO Xiao Chu posted a video praising President-elect Donald Trump.
I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us to find a solution that keeps TikTok available in the United States.
But CBS News legal contributor Carolyn Polisi doubts Trump has that power.
This idea that Trump could potentially sign an executive order and sort of wave a magic wand is not legally accurate.
Israel's cabinet has been meeting for hours now, debating whether to approve the ceasefire deal with Hamas. CBS's Rami Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Israel's cabinet is meeting after sunset on this Friday, working into Shabbat, which is not the norm for observant Jews, which should be a day of rest. But this is indicative of just how important this meeting is to approve or potentially to reject that ceasefire.
The ceasefire is set to take effect Sunday. Citing the chilly forecast for Monday, President-elect Trump has moved his inauguration indoors. CBS's Nicole Skanga has the latest.
Some ticket holders are disappointed.
I definitely would have, bared the cold. And we came prepared. We packed thermals and we packed our warmest jackets.
Security is beefed up around Washington. Friday, U.S. airmen rehearsed a street cordon at Joint Base Andrews, though the presidential parade has been moved indoors to the Capitol One Arena.
Trump will take the oath of office in the Capitol Rotunda. That cold weather will come courtesy of a polar vortex this weekend. Meteorologist Craig Allen says it'll impact much of the country.
We could have wind chills down near zero, all the way on down to I-20 and I-10, down into the deep south.
Wind chills could dip to minus 45 in the upper Midwest. A house that survived the Palisades fire in Southern California has split in half. The L.A. Fire Department's Eric Scott says a water drop likely washed away a lot of soil.
The infrastructure under thousands of homes have been compromised. And therefore, when the raindrops hit, it hits with more impact and it can displace the earth quicker. Plus, the root base can be compromised.
The Palisades fire is now more than 30% contained. Stocks were up today. Dow ended up 334 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Jabari, a popular giraffe at the Racine Zoo, has passed away. It follows a fall in his holding area yesterday. Despite attempts by more than 50 animal care specialists and local firefighters trying to lift him using a sling system, Jabari could not recover and was pronounced dead later in the evening last night. The zoo is closed today, providing staff with time to mourn their loss. A Racine jury came back and said not guilty. It was the trial of the man charged in the 2023 New Year's Day shooting at a Racine bar. Attorneys for Abdullah Rashada argued self-defense in the shooting at reruns, which killed Billy Petty. Legendary Brewers announcer Bob Uecker passed away at 90, leaving a significant impact on Wisconsin and Racine. Uecker was connected to the Bell City through his boating and fishing. For 17 years, the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational was held at Reef Point Marina. That event raised thousands for Make-A-Wish. A new year and a new name for law enforcement in Kenosha County. It's a rebrand for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. They will now be known as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. The name change is said to be an effort to modernize operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confident and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
As former Brewer Ryan Braun with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and breezy. Lows near 20. High tomorrow, only low 20s. Becoming partly sunny, blustery. Wind chills falling below zero. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday. Wind chill to 15 below. Right now it's 48.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I saw this thing on Reddit. It showed you how many of your state, whatever state you live in, will fit in the state of Alaska. So, for instance, I looked it up. Wisconsin, you can fit 10 Wisconsins inside of Alaska. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to learn about Rhode Island? So I looked it up. You can fit 425 Rhode Islands in Alaska.
Long as I Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
please me in an elegant way. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so
local
nice
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He's telling us what's new at the box office this weekend. Brett?
The first movie is Wolfman. It's a horror movie from Universal Pictures. It's about a family at a remote farmhouse that's attacked by an unseen animal. As the night stretches on, the father begins to transform into something unrecognizable. The next movie is One of Them Days. It's an R-rated comedy. When best friends and roommates discover that one of their boyfriends has blown their rent money, the duo finds themselves going to extremes in a race against the clock to avoid eviction and keep their friendship. And the last movie is September 5th. This is an R-rated docudrama. It takes place during the 1972 Munich Olympics, when an American sports broadcasting crew finds itself thrust into covering the hostage crisis involving Israeli athletes. This one is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is receiving some great buzz during this award season. Escape the cold and warm up with a great movie at your local theater this week.
All right, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheatre.org.
The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha is turning one this week, and you're invited to the sweetest anniversary party in town. Swing by for in-store specials that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Mouth-watering cobbler, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. But that's not all. Earn scratch-off tickets throughout the week for a chance to win scrumptious prizes and grab a special t-shirt with each purchase of $30 or more. Start your year off with flavor, fun, and a bit of magic. The Peach Cobbler Factory's one-year anniversary through Monday. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. on up, man. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
From 1956, it's Elvis Presley and Don't Be Cruel on WRJN, one of his most famous songs, of course. But did you know that Elvis Presley had a bass player by the name of Bill Black? Now, Bill Black released an instrumental version of that song 4 years later, and that version went to number 11. No, no.
The grocery store, the supermodel. The war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A giraffe at the Racine Zoo has died after falling in his holding area yesterday. Jabari, a Maasai giraffe, had been a resident since October 2017. He was unable to get back on his feet after a fall, despite the efforts of over 50 animal care specialists and firefighters. In response to the loss, the zoo is closed today to allow staff time to grieve. Racine is remembering Bob Uecker. The legendary Milwaukee Brewers announcer known as Mr. Baseball passed away yesterday at 90, leaving a lasting impact on Wisconsin and beyond. Uecker's connection to Racine ran deep. As a boater and fisherman, for years he was frequently seen at Skipper Bud's. For 17 years, Reef Point Marina hosted the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational. That event raised thousands for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's no information out yet about a Uecker memorial. There is no longer a Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. As of January 1st, it's the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. Since 1836, it was known as the former, with the latter coming into play this year. The law enforcement agency serving Kenosha County rebranded in an effort, according to a statement, to modernize operations and align with contemporary law enforcement practices. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and breezy. Lows near 20. High tomorrow, only low 20s. Becoming partly sunny, blustery. Wind chills falling below zero. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday. Wind chill to 15 below. It's 46 right now.
Set out on the
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's talk about the Beatles for a second, because it was on this date 62 years ago today, 1963 on this date. The Beatles played at the Cavern Club at lunchtime, and in the evening they played at the Majestic Ballroom. And at the Majestic, every ticket had been sold in advance, leaving 500 disappointed fans waiting outside.
Paperback writers.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news, Timeless Hands, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, your coffee machine could be one of the dirtiest parts of your kitchen if not cleaned often. Bacteria, yeast, and mold could be growing inside your machine because of irregular cleaning. And those little devils don't discriminate. It doesn't matter whether you have a coffee pot, a Keurig, or a fancy espresso machine. Researchers say the part of the machine that stores water is the biggest culprit of the disgustingness. Half of the coffee reservoirs tested contained mold and yeast. The intense heat from the machine will kill some of the bacteria, but it's not saving you from all of it.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather.
my God.
What can you say?
There's not a man today who can take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who can take me away from my God.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Chris Morrow's coming in to spin some more timeless hits for you after a check of CBS News at the top of the hour. You stay warm this weekend. I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. The one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in a movie. Hey, baby, the player I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the player I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Doesn't matter. Are coming back to me.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The future of TikTok is up in the air now that the Supreme Court has upheld the law banning the app Sunday. Colin Jones is the CEO of a mall